Hey, good Thursday morning, everybody. This is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penovich once again. A lot of stuff going on here in the next couple of days. We started last night talking about this on Facebook and Twitter, and all signs are pointing to a pretty significant winter storm heading our way Monday into Tuesday. It's funny how these things start to spread on the internet, different sources. People say it's an ice storm, it's going to happen this weekend. And really, a lot of the information you get is pretty bogus information. But here's the deal. I'm working on a blog right now to kind of tell you what's going to happen. And normally this far out, you don't get overly excited with a storm, but it's kind of hard to ignore this one because we've got not only one or two models, we've got all the models showing this, and they're all showing very similar scenarios. And they've been showing it consistently. Now, they've been fluctuating a little bit on the strength and the amount, but even on that low end, you're looking at a winter storm watch warning criteria being met for the Charlotte region, which is just 3 inches of snow or a heavy mix over a 12-hour period, or 4 inches of snow or a heavy mix over a 24-hour period. Right now, all the models show that happening here in the Charlotte area. So that's why I'm updating the blog. I'm waiting for another run of the models. They're called the 12Z runs. They run at 7 a.m. That's when the data comes in. But because the models are so complex, it takes supercomputers several hours to run the model. So it takes until about 11 o'clock in the morning to get that 7 a.m. model run. So they just can't spit them out immediately. The data is collected at 7 a.m. and then it has to be adjusted. And then supercomputers in Maryland run the model. So it takes a while for the data. So I'm waiting for that to come in to give an update because I want to get another run of the models to see what I'm talking about. But in the meantime, today, beautiful weather. Temperatures in the 40s, sunny skies, a little icy this morning in the mountains and foothills. We knew that was going to happen. A little shock some of the schools did not delay a little sooner than they did. That was the one area we worried about. That's why there was a winter weather advisory in effect for those areas. Tonight will be another cold one. Now, tomorrow there's a storm system heading our way. It's a weaker one, but this is a big deal for the mountains. Mountains are going to get clobbered with fluffy, powdery snow Friday through Saturday. It's a big northwest flow snow event, and it's such a strong little system heading our way that there could be a little bit of snow on the east side of the mountains. Now, it's not going to be a big deal, but I think we'll see some flurries on Friday afternoon as temperatures are in the 40s. Now, Saturday and Sunday will be kind of the calm before the storm. It'll be cold, and that'll give you an indication why we're not worried about ice. It's going to be all cold air in place. So we're talking about temperatures in the 30s over the weekend for highs. Morning lows could be in the teens and 20s. And then if this thing starts to crank up, it could happen as early as Sunday night, but it's more likely going to be Monday. And then Monday night into Tuesday, I think, will be the heart of this storm. And some of the indications are this could last into Wednesday. So this could be a multifaceted system that could have a long-ranging, several-day impact on the Carolinas. On top of all this, behind the storm, we are going to get epic cold air. And I mean epic cold air. We haven't seen air in the United States this cold probably since the 80s over such a large scale. And so this is going to be interesting. The Arctic Oscillation, the North Atlantic Oscillation, long-range climate models, everything point to a next couple of weeks being really, really cold for the United States. And if you want something to compare it to, think about what was happening over in England and Europe back in December. While we were cold, they were getting just record amounts of cold and snow. This looks kind of similar setup, but now over North America. So that's something I'm keeping an eye on as well. But obviously, all the talk is about the storm on Monday and Tuesday. So for that reason, I'm waiting for some data. I will put out a video blog coming up shortly trying to explain. You know, it's a lot easier to explain with pictures than it is to try to write this or type this all down. And if you read my stuff, you know I'm not the greatest writer. I write really fast, and so I would much rather explain this verbally and visually to you. So that'll be coming out shortly. Stay tuned for that, but enjoy the next couple days. Should be fine. Just get ready for early next week, the potential for this winter storm.